Chapter 2. "Well," said Martin, as they sailed slowly back to shore, "I found some good things on the boat, and you cut out 3 portholes. That's not a bad day's work."
"No," said Ian, and then added, "but it's not a good day's work either."
Martin looked at his friend. He was confused. "What do you mean?" he asked.
"Well, think about it," said Ian. "How much will we get for these objects? A few £100, perhaps. That sounds like a lot of money.
However, we've spent a whole day travelling here and diving. It will take another day to clean and polish the items, and then we have to spend time trying to sell them."
"It's still not a bad amount of money," replied Martin.
"We have to pay for the fuel for the boat, and there's the cost of our equipment as well," said Ian. "Then, of course, we have to share the money between the two of us. At the end of all this, it's not much money for a lot of work."
"Do we need a lot of money?" asked Martin. "We've been diving for years, all over the world. It's our hobby, and we enjoy it.
If we can make a little bit of money from diving, that's good, because we like to dive anyway. We're both in our 50s now, and we're both retired. This is just a good way to earn some extra money."
"There's a way we could earn a lot more," replied Ian. "We don't have to do more work. We just have to find better ships."
"I don't understand," replied Martin. "What do you mean by better ships?"
"Look," said Ian, "we know lots of people who like to buy items from shipwrecks. Even these portholes will make quite a bit of money when they're cleaned. People like to have them as ornaments. But I heard about somebody who sells cannonballs for over £100 each, and he even had a cannon to sell. I don't know how much he got for that. I'm sure it was thousands of pounds."
"But that's illegal," replied Martin. "People get into a lot of trouble for taking things from historic ships."
"What we're doing now is illegal," replied Ian. "We are supposed to report anything we find."
"I know that," said Martin. "But nobody checks. Britain is an island with a busy coast. People discover new shipwrecks every week. Who cares about a few portholes and lanterns?"
"Here, I want to show you something."
Ian pulled out a folded map from a bag and spread it out on the deck.
"Look," he said, and pointed at the map. "Look here. This is only a few miles from here. It's about 3 miles off the coast and about 45 metres below sea level."
Martin looked at the map and then at his friend.
"What are you pointing at?" he asked.
"I'm pointing at a lot of money, Martin," said Ian slowly.
"This is where the White Star sank in 1822. She was a cargo ship which was travelling to Norway."
"What's on the ship?" asked Martin.
"I've no idea, but we should go and look," replied Ian. "Anything we find is going to be about 200 years old and worth a lot of money. We might find weapons or coins or plates. What do you think? Do you feel like an adventure?"
"Well, I don't know," said Martin. "I'm 58 years old now. I think my time for adventure was a long time ago."
"Oh, come on," said Ian. "You're my diving partner. We've been diving together for years. You can't make me go on my own."
"I suppose not. Okay," said Martin reluctantly. "I'll do it."